Amen. God bless you in the name of Jesus. I remember you. God bless you in Jesus' name. It is awesome to see you this morning. We give God praise. We magnify him because he is worthy. We thank God for each of you that are here and that will be tuning in live as we go on, and those that will be watching this later. We thank God for keeping us according to his will and according to his plan. Do you know that God is very passionate about his relationship with his children? He's very, very passionate. He wants a relationship. God has absolutely nothing to do with religion. God is about relationship and making sure that his word fulfills its purpose. God is interested in your personal life, your work life, your church life, whatever life you carry. God is interested, and he needs you to allow him to be in control of your whole life. You cannot give God bits and pieces. Okay, Lord, you take this, I take that. You take this, I take that, and expect the Lord to comply. That's not how it works. You either give God your whole life or you keep it. It's just like a marriage. You don't want to tell your spouse, you know, I'll be yours on every other Thursday, twice on Saturdays, and you know, once a week on Sunday, and then the rest of the time I got to divvy it up. That, because you wouldn't accept that. Not if you are right up here. You're not going to accept that, because that's not how a relationship works. Amen. Your relationship should be devoted to that person that God has given you. And if you're not devoting your life to the person that God has given you, then your relationship is going to suffer, because it's not living up to its full potential of what God had planned. So we want to pray for all of those. First of all, before we get started, we want to pray for every person that know that they are in sin, that know that they need to turn their lives around. We want to pray for those people that are seeking the righteousness of God. The people that are here, if I can get you to stand up to your feet, we want to pray for those that are looking to find where they need to be in Christ. They need the relationship. You're sick and tired of religion. You're sick and tired of being sick and tired. You want a relationship with God. You do not want to be left behind. You do not want to live your life outside of God. You do not want to die in your sin. And so we're looking for people that are ready to repent, and people that want to turn their lives completely over to God. So I need you to stretch, if that's you, whoever you are, or you want to give your life back to God, or your life is already in his hands, but you know that you are weak in some areas and you know you need strength. You know that you're not as strong as you should be. You're not as tight as you once were with God. You're not walking the way you know you could walk with God. I want to pray for all of you that are looking for strength, for those of you that are actually looking for God, and those who need salvation. Righteous Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless you because you are worthy of all praise and all righteousness. We thank you for waking us up this morning, closed in our right minds. We thank you, Lord, for keeping our hearts and our minds stayed on thee. We thank you, Lord, for the prayer service that you are allowing us to share with the world. Those people that are around this nation, that are around the world, people that tune in to these services, that are looking for strength, that are looking for guidance, those that are looking to be lifted up. Father, whatever sins, I need you to, if you know that there is a problem with sin in your life, I need you to repeat after me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I have sin in my life. There are things that are not right. My relationship with you is not where it should be. I need you to remove me from where I am and place me where you need me to be. I need you to help me. I don't want to die in my sins. I don't want to be left behind. I don't want to be lost. Save me. Restore me. Lift me up in the name of Jesus. Father, lift up your people, those that need to repent, Lord. Help them. Show them how they need to repent. Those that are looking for strength, The Bible says, let the weak say that I'm strong. If you know you're struggling and you're feeling weak in your spirit, the Bible says, let the weak say that I'm strong. Why does he say that when I don't feel that way? Because you have to start confessing. Do you know that you create the atmosphere you're in by what comes out of your mouth? Amen. Right? A lot of people don't get that. Let me explain. We are a three-part being just like God. Whether you are saved or not, you are a three-part being just like God. That's how God made us. He made us with a shell. He made us with our own will. And then there is a place in there for his will. The people that have not accepted Christ as their own, they're missing the last part. They're missing his will. So they're not complete. Do you understand that? They're not walking in the fullness of God because they have not accepted Christ. So the part of their being that's designated for God is not filled with God. That's why they try to fill God's space with everything else. It's just like you want, if your body is craving water, it doesn't matter what else you drink. Until you get that water, you're not going to be satisfied, right? You can drink all the soda you want, all the juices. You can drink alcohol. You can drink whatever you want. But because your body knows what water is. And your body needs that water, which is why it's craving it. And so until you get that water, you're not going to be completely satisfied because you know you're missing something. It is the same with God. God made you in his likeness, and he put a place for himself in you. If you don't allow God to fill the place that he has placed in you for him, with him, you are always going to feel like you're always going to feel like you're missing something. You're always going to feel like I'm incomplete. You're always going to be trying to fill that void with something other than God. You're always going to be trying to fill it with something because you know something's missing. I don't know, something, I just don't, you know, I'm always trying to do, but nothing seems to fill that because that spot belongs to God. And you can only fill water with water. You can only put the living water where the living water goes. Amen? Does that make sense? And so you will forever be looking for something to fill that void. And unless it's Christ, you will die a two-part being. Well, the one part is dead. The other two are alive, the flesh and the spirit of you that's in there. But the spirit of God that's supposed to also be in there that will make you a Trinity is missing. And that's what you need. You need that third part to make you whole. Because if you don't have that third part to make you whole, you will forever be wandering around in the wilderness until you die. Amen? That makes sense, right? All right. I never did finish praying though, did I? Okay, so I'm gonna try to finish that now. Father, for those that are looking, for those that are seeking, for those that don't understand what that emptiness is in them, help them to understand that that is the part that they need to fill with you. Not with religion, but with relationship with you. Not with church, but with relationship with you. That spot is reserved for God alone. And Satan and no one else can fulfill that place in them. In order for them to be a true three-part being, you must be in control of their lives. Heal them, forgive them of all sin and unrighteousness, and bring them to the throne. And in some cases, Lord, bring them back to the throne. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Calvary's here. Amen. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
What we got?
Okay, we only have a couple here this morning.
Only have a couple?
Yeah. So Michael mm-hmm. is asking for prayer.
Yes.
Let's see. A recovering couple from a severe drug addiction
mm-hmm.
caused by medication given to stop the illicit
use my goodness.
Of drugs has been on anti-addiction medicine for 3 years. The wife took her last dose of medication yesterday after prolonged process of stepping down. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the husband is now taking a lower dosage, and he's in the process of stepping down, but he has complications from high blood pressure.
Yeah.
So that exacerbates the withdrawal from the medication.
Yes.
They just asking the Lord to pray that their blood is stabilized while they're going through withdrawal.
Wow. So, yeah. Wow. So they were taking drugs. They went to seek help. So they gave them other drugs to help them to get off the drugs that they went to them to get off from the beginning, right?
Yes.
And then those drugs started causing issues. Mm-hmm. You can't overcome sin with sin. I'm not saying it's about them. I'm just saying you can't fight sin with more sin. There's some things that only God can successfully do. Amen, somebody. I don't want to look like I'm here by myself.
Amen.
I know the doctors, perhaps, I'm sure, I'd like to think that they were actually trying to help and they felt that they were doing the right thing. I want to think that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to think that. I want to believe that the doctors and the places that you went, because it's not your fault. You went there for help. Okay, so it's not you. But I would like to think that the physicians, the doctors, the staff was actually doing this to help you. And they're doing the best they can. That's where I'm going to go with that. But here's the thing. There's only some things that God can use anybody he wants to. But I personally believe that there's something God wants to do. Right? Because God gets, because you acknowledge God for his deliverance. You don't acknowledge God for his deliverance if you think the doctors did it. Okay? Mm-hmm. But if you know that God did it, you acknowledge God for what God, whenever you're healed and delivered, it's by God's grace and okay in the first place. Mm-hmm. No matter what avenue he allows you to use to get healed, it's all because God allowed it to happen. Mm-hmm. So whether God gets the credit or not, he still gets the credit because he did it. Good morning, Mother. But some things I believe that God wants to do because he wants to show himself to you. So what I want to do is I want to pray for, what's their names?
When he gave their names, he just said a couple.
Okay, I want to pray for this couple. I want to pray for this couple because I believe that God can take you off all of that and heal you. I had tried to give up smoking. I was way younger than this, long time ago. I tried to give up smoking twice and I just couldn't. Well, I didn't think I could. And so one morning, I was laying there and I was praying. I told the Lord, I said, I really want to stop. I don't want to smoke anymore. And I haven't smoked since.
Amen.
It was like,
yeah.
And that was it. I had tried twice on my own and it didn't work. One morning I just said, Lord, I just don't want to do it anymore.
Amen.
And I got out of the bed, I threw away what I had, and I haven't puffed another puff since.
Amen.
That's God. And I knew it was God because I already tried it and it didn't work. So I knew it was God. I had to give God his praise and acknowledgement because I knew it was him. I'm sure I could have chewed some gum and
sucked
down a patch and stuck a needle in my arm and something, you know, and eventually, sooner or later, I'd have stopped. What, did I say it wrong?
I said stuck on a patch, not sucked on a patch.
I thought that's what she said. Who knows what they got going? Well, however they do it. But I believe that God wanted to get the credit, not that God needs the credit, but the Bible says honor to whom honor is due and tribute to whom tribute is due. And God deserves some honor and some tribute because he does some awesome stuff.
Amen.
Amen. So I want to pray for this couple and couples like this. I don't know what your relationship is with Christ, but I believe that if your relationship is serious about God, if you are doing all, you don't have to be like me. You didn't have to be like Pastor Sam. You didn't have to be like anybody else. Just be like you. Let God work through you the way he created you. Let God use you the way he wants to use you. Okay? I believe that if you dive into Christ head first and you are determined to stay there, the Bible says, ask me what you will and it shall be done. He said, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. These are the things that he said, that he quoted. If you submerge yourself in God and then you ask God for what you want, I don't see why you can't have it.
Yeah.
There is no reason from my perspective why you cannot have complete healing.
Amen.
There is no reasoning from my perspective why you cannot be completely delivered. I see no reason from where I stand why God will not answer your prayer if you have submerged yourself in him. I see no reason why God won't completely and fully heal you and give you that awesome testimony.
Amen.
If you really want a testimony, if you really want God to bust open the gates, if you really want God to pour you out a blessing so much so you will not have room enough to receive, I dare you to dive into God and stay there.
Yes, amen.
I dare you.
Amen.
Because it works. It works. Sometime up and sometime down. Almost level two. God ain't got nothing to do with that. God, look, I dare you tell your wife, honey, I'm sometimes yours and I'm sometimes hers. And every now and then I'm down the street. I dare you to tell your spouse that and see what happens. I dare you.
Me too.
My wife said, me too. I dare you to do that. But you expect God to accept whatever you throw at him. And he's got to accept it because he's God. No, he don't. Why? Because he's God.
Amen.
He does not have to accept as Cain and Abel. Cain killed Abel because Cain didn't want to give God the acceptable offering. He knew what God wanted, but he chose to give God something else. And God's like, I'm not going to take that. I don't have to. I'm God. I don't have to accept it just because you're doling it out. God does not have to accept whatever you feel like giving him. God is God. You give him what he wants. God wants a full relationship with you. He doesn't want you to just come in when you through playing around in the street. He wants you to come in and stay in. Amen.
Amen.
And so I'm praying for all of those. I dare you to throw your life, your heart, your mind, your soul. The Bible even tells us to serve the Lord with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength, all your spirit. He says all. He never said parts and pieces. He is not a part-time God. You don't have a part-time wife or husband, I hope.
Amen.
So why do you think it's okay to have a part-time God? Right?
Amen.
God, people want God to accept whatever I give him. He ain't got no choice. What are you going to do? First of all, you stupid for saying that. You just dumb as a rock. Okay? I've seen cockroaches smarter than you. They got sense enough to get away. You can't tell God, take what I give. You got to accept it because he doesn't. It's easier for him to just leave you alone. It's easier for God to just say, well, you know what? I have people that are serious about me. You know where I am. You come when you're ready. Why does he have to waste his time on people that feel like he's a waste of their time? All right, I'm going too far. Come on, what's next?
You didn't pray.
I didn't pray. Oh, let me pray. This is the third time I've tried to pray for these folks. All right, I'm going to get it this time. You watch. Good morning, family. Good morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, for every person that's dealing with drugs, for every person that's dealing with recovery in drugs, for every person that's dealing with drugs and their families and their loved ones, that are dealing with those that are dealing with this, I am praying deliverance in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Lord, that you start in the church. I pray, Lord, that you will start cleaning out the church, delivering the church people from the drugs, delivering the church people from the addictions, delivering the church, the house, from the addictions of the world. Nicotine, alcohol, drugs, legal and non-legal. Deliverance in the name of Jesus. I'm praying deliverance of all the people that are suffering, trying to get free from the addictions. I'm praying that you would heal and deliver. And for those that will dive into your word, and for those that will dive into your goodness, and for those that will give you their all, 100%, Father, answer the prayer. You said, ask and it shall be given, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be open. We're asking that you would give them that testimony so that they can share with others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I prayed that time.
Kathleen has an urgent prayer request for Trinity Gray. She's in the hospital for seizures. Oh. The doctors don't know how or why she's having them.
Wow.
She passes out frequently. For the doctors to find, she's praying for doctors to find the answer. She's a young girl.
Yeah.
And asking for full recovery in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. What's her, Trinity?
Trinity.
Oh, my God. Good morning. Amen. Oh, bless. Trinity. Oh, my God. First of all, beautiful name. Trinity. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Somebody knew Jesus when they named that child. Trinity. Pasi, anoint my hands, please. I'm going to wash them. And then I need you to anoint them. Amen. While I'm praying for Trinity, I'm also going to be praying for Brother Milton. Doctors gave him something to stop.
I remember it's causing hallucinations.
That's good. They gave him something to fight something else, and it looks like it's opening up the pineal gland because he's starting to see spirits and different. Now, he didn't have that problem before he went in. He didn't have that problem right after he got in. But after the Lord started working with him and started doing, then they gave him something that opened that pineal. See, some people have called for prayer asking, you know, they're seeing this and they're seeing that and different things are going on. You need to check what you're taking. What kind of medication are you taking? Because it may not be anything that you are aware of. Hey, Izzy, it may not be anything that you are aware of. But there are medications or combinations of medications that can cause your pineal gland to open. And even though you may not be aware of it, maybe the doctors aren't aware of it, but the enemy is aware of it. And once that pineal gland opened, it caught demons and spirits are coming in. If you go to our website, s4ctroops.com, and look up or click the button for our video...
Library?
Yes, video library. There are dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of messages, videos, YouTube that Pastor Sandy has preached. One of those series is on the pineal gland, and he breaks it down, what the pineal gland is, what's happening, what's done. There are a lot of questions that you may have regarding the Bible and different things. There's a YouTube for it if you just go to our video library. And he's, because I've got them since 2009 and I've got them sectioned, and you can see, and this talks about this, I think there are two series. One's a two-part and one's a three-part. And it explains the pineal gland and what happens and the purpose of, and when should it be open and when should it not be open. And educate yourself on what's happening so you'll understand better what's going on. But we're gonna pray for Trinity and seizures, and I pray that the Lord, if the Lord chooses to speak to the doctors, I pray that the Lord will speak to the doctors so that they'll know how to treat this young soldier. Yeah. I'm praying that the Lord will himself touch her in the name of Jesus. and command healing and deliverance, and to regulate her mind so that things will go back to the way they should be. And whatever caused it, something, I'm sure she wasn't born like this. I'm sure something somewhere triggered something that caused these things to happen. And if you are unaware of what happened, you don't know how to fight it. And so God knows what happened. And so we're praying that God will fight for Trinity. And for people like her, I had a nephew with the same kind of issue that would fight for her and heal her in the name of Jesus, Father, Trinity, and her family. And we're asking that you would speak to the medical staff that's tending to her, that are watching out for her, that the saints will lay hands on her and pray over her in the name of Jesus. I would love to send her a tallit and some oil so that they could put that tallit. They would pray over that tallit, anoint her with oil, and put that tallit over her and cover her in the name of Jesus and pray over her. If you don't have a tallit and blessed oil, let us know. Get their email address and so we can get your address and send it to you so you can cover yourself with this tallit and the oil. We'll send it to you. We don't charge anybody for anything. Well, the t-shirts we charge for, because they charge us a whole lot of money for those, but we don't make any money on the t-shirts at all. I think the whole thing of t-shirts, we made $3 and something for all the t-shirts because we're not trying to do the t-shirts for money. We're trying to do it so you can feel like you're part of the family. Amen. I think the last thing of t-shirts that I saw on Bonafide, we made $3. And I'm cool with that because that's what I wanted. Because we're not out for the money, we're out trying to bless people. Amen. And so we'll happily send you this tallit and this oil anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world, we'll send it to you. Anywhere in the world, we'll send it to you. Just let us know.
Amen.
Balando Sharia. Father, for Trinity and for Milton, we're praying that you would turn, that you would correct, that you would fix whatever's wrong, and that you would cause healing to occur in their bodies, their minds, their spirits, that the enemy will no longer be able to attack them, Lord, in this manner, that you would heal and deliver them and strengthen their family. Let your perfect will be done. Send your presence to them in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 The next prayer, she asked me not to read the details.
I'm good with that.
Sandra is experiencing some various health issues.
Yeah.
The doctors are running tests,
mm-hmm.
To find out what's going on. And then she's also experiencing some attacks. She's a senior citizen,
mm-hmm.
and she's experiencing some attacks financially,
mm-hmm.
where old debts are trying to come back and
The enemy is relentless. He will not stop attacking you, especially if you are a member of... See, don't get it twisted. Don't think because you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior that the enemy won't attack you. He will attack you and beat you to death. It just depends on what you allow him to use you for will determine the severity of what he does to you. But don't think that because, well, I'm not in the church, I don't believe in Christ, the enemy don't attack me. Oh, he's going to attack you, and he's going to do whatever he wants to do with you. And then, because you're not in Christ, and because you don't have a relationship in Christ, you're going to be going to hell when you leave here. So you beat up by the enemy your whole life, and then you die in your sins and go to hell. How much sense does that make? But especially if you are in Christ, you have a target on you. And the enemy will always try to steal your testimony. Thought you said God was so good. Thought you said God was a healer. Thought you said God. He's always trying to get you to take back what you said about God. He's always trying to get you to change your mind. You've heard people say, well, I just don't do church anymore. I gave up on God. It don't work for me. I'm finding something else. Because the enemy has convinced them to take back their testimony. The Lord, the Bible talks to us about, what is this, taking the Lord's name in vain. And I know a lot of us used to think taking the Lord's name in vain means cursing using his name. That's not what it meant. Although the Bible does say let no filthy communication proceed out of your mouth. That covers the cursing. But when he says, using the Lord's name, taking the Lord's name in vain, you once received God. You once accepted him as your Lord and Savior. You once testified for him. You once ran and walked and served him. And now you've decided, I'm going to turn the other way. I don't want to do that anymore, or I'll be back. Now you have taken the Lord's name in vain. You've married him, because when you come into a relationship with God, that's a marriage. When you turn away from God, now you have walked away from him. You've walked away from the marriage. You've taken his name in vain. What do you mean? You didn't keep it. You didn't keep your promise. I promise, Lord, I'll serve you all my life. Oh, Lord, I promise I'm going to do. Until you stop. He said, you've taken my name in vain. What happened to our relationship? What happened to our marriage? What happened to your promise? God said, I keep my promise. Why haven't you kept yours? God expects us to keep our promise. That's part of a relationship. Keep your promise. Don't take God's name in vain. If you have the name of the Lord, it is your job to keep it. Yes. That's your responsibility as a child of God. That's your responsibility to maintain your relationship with God. It's not my job to make sure you stay saved. I think I spoke once and I said, if you're in a boat, are you saved from the sharks in the water? Mm-hmm. The answer is yes. If you're inside the boat, are you pretty much safe from the elements? Yeah. If you jump off the boat into the water, are you still saved? Nope. Why? Because you're no longer in the boat. So whatever is in the water, you're free game. But if you climb back in the boat, are you saved now? Whew, Lord, I'm saved. I'm back in the boat. It's that simple. The world is the water, the ocean, the lake, the river. If you go back into the world, how are you saved? You're not on a boat. Who's the boat? Jesus. If you go back in the water, you're not, I'm still saved, I'm just not doing it right. Oh, would you, what would he say if he came right now? What would he say if he came right now while you're saying, I'm still saved, I'm just not where I should be? What would he say? You willing to take that chance? I'm not. I'm in the boat, but I'm going to dangle my feet in the water. And a shark come by and chop it off. Yeah, you're still on the boat, but you're dangling your feet in the water. So whatever happens, because you won't put all of you in the boat, that's on you. That's not. Why didn't God save me? He gave you a big old boat and you wanted to sit on the edge. So whatever happens to you, happens to you. Well, what if you're sitting on the edge of the boat and something snatch you off? Whose fault is that? Somebody say something.
It's your fault.
Amen. I make sense, right?
Amen.
I got you. Amen. Amen. I want to pray for that young senior citizen, that God will keep her, that he will stabilize her finances, that he will heal her body and her mind. A lot of our seniors got some, the world is not kind to the seniors. The seniors and the vets, the veterans, as long as you're in the military, you better get everything you plan on getting, because once you get out, you're gonna have some issues. Is that my brother?
Yes, it is.
Once you get out, you may have some issues. Our veterans, our seniors, and our children. The world itself seems to be against all three of them. I've never seen vets, the reason we're not speaking Japanese right now, or German, amen, or Russian, the reason we're not speaking that right now are because of the people that risk their lives and give up their families and their homes to fight a war they didn't start. And then they come back to a place that does not appreciate them nor acknowledge them for what they've done. And it used to be just men. Now you have men and women in the military. our seniors that seem to be the forgotten generation. Just throw them over here, put them over here, give them this, give them that. Our children, child trafficking, child, what is a child? So I'm praying for our senior and all the seniors that are dealing that are with issues. All of those veterans that have been mistreated, all those children that have seemed to have been forgotten or thrown into the shark's mouth. I'm going to pray for them right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you for those who should be treated much better. We thank you for those that have served for us and are being treated that way. We thank you for our seniors that have built the pathway for so many that have been forgotten. And we thank you for the children that you have created, because you said in your scriptures, it is you that have made us and not we ourselves, that the enemy has purposely attacked. We're praying, Lord, over her finances, over their health, over their strength, and that you will keep them focused on you, and that you would shield them from the world and protect them in Jesus' name. Amen.
I have one more.
Mm-hmm.
She actually emailed me directly.
Okay.
Her name is Valletta, and she is a child of God.
Mm-hmm.
She's just praying for more faith, more strength. She wants to do whatever God has called her to do.
Yeah.
She believed that he's called her to intercede for others, but she just wants a covering of her.
Yes. Valletta. What an unusual name. Amen. Valletta, and for all of you that have been called by God to minister to others, for all of you that have been called by God to preach the gospel, now listen, you make sure you called by God and you didn't decide that this was to be a nifty job to have. Because I don't know why people are dying to be preachers. And I certainly don't know why they're dying to be pastors. Because it is not what I chose. It is what I was given. Okay? Oh, I got to start me a church. Why? For all the money. All what money?
Well, if you're doing it right, you can say all what money.
Oh. Well, it depends on the purpose in which you know,
right.
Help us. Big old Cadillacs and rings out to here and what do you call a fan base and all the glory of being, I don't know what church you go to, because it is definitely not here. All the pastors I've heard God speak about and ministers and preachers in the Bible, I never heard of anybody driving a three-hump camel, you know, or a five-legged horse. I never heard of anybody, you know what, come on, y'all. Some of that was funny. Y'all can't give me a chuckle.
One.
Thank you, Pastor. I got one laugh.
You got two.
Mother said she tried to laugh, and baby smiling so hard, she looked like she up to something. Okay. You all right, Pastor? You good? For those of you that have been called and not to just do it, oh my God. Before I pray for Yvetta, Valletta, can I tell you, the Bible says all things are lawful but not expedient. Just because you're big enough to do it don't mean you should be doing it.
Right.
Right? Just because the law of the land says you can, you need to check with the law of God first to see if you should. Just because they gave you a free YouTube don't mean you need to go get a congregation and a pulpit and a jar of oil and start preaching, unless you have been called by God. Because I tell you this for several reasons, but the most important reason is those that are ministering gospel, whether God called you or not, those that are calling themselves pastors and those that are preaching, whether God called you or you decided this would be a great thing to do, you are held at a higher standard. God judges these people much greater than people that are not. Because you're speaking, claiming to be speaking on his behalf directly to his creation. And if you're speaking against him, you're speaking opposite of what he's saying, you are in danger of the hellfire. If God didn't call you, just don't call, don't try. If God didn't call you, don't claim it, because you will be held accountable for what you do in this body. Yeah. And the Bible says it is better for a man to be drowned in the depths of the sea with a millstone hang about his neck than to offend or cause someone to turn away or to keep someone from coming or lead them in the wrong direction or try to speak to them on behalf of God that God didn't say. It is better that you be drowned in the depths of the sea with a millstone hang about your neck than to offend one of my least ones that believe in me. If you turn someone away from God, if what you do turn people away from God, you're in trouble.
Amen.
You call yourself a preacher and you're telling lies and it caused people to stay away or turn away from God, you're in trouble.
Amen.
If your lifestyle causes people to turn away from God, you're in trouble. If you're preaching something, teaching something, representing something that does not represent the true and living God, you're in trouble. Even though it's lawful by the law of the land to have a YouTube and preach, it may not be lawful through God. You need to make sure that if you say you're a pastor, that God called you to be a pastor. You say you are a minister of the gospel, that God called you to be a minister of the gospel. You say you are an evangelist, you make sure that God called you. The Bible tells all of us to go into the highways and hedges and forcibly persuade, tell people, and bring people, draw people unto him. The Bible tells us to do it, but he didn't tell you to call yourself no preacher. Amen?
Amen.
Just be a great follower of Christ, sharing the gospel. That's the only title you need. You know what your title ought to be? Believer. Amen. That's all the title you need. Believer. That ought to cover it all. And if you got to have another title, you may have an issue. What's her name? Vivette?
Valletta.
Valletta. Valletta, I'm praying for you in the name of Jesus. I'm praying that the Lord will cover you with his glory. I see the anointing oil in your atmosphere. I see there is an anointing over you, Valletta. I see that in the, how he see that? He don't even know what it is. Relationship. Try it. Father, guard and protect the ministry that you've given her. Speak truth so that she can speak and destroy the liars. Speak to her heart and her mind so that she will stay focused and stay strong. Move on her behalf. Bless her family. Supply them with their needs. Keep her focused in these last moments, because we know that the day of reckoning is coming. Forgive and remove any sin and unrighteousness, that you will get all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Was that it? Amen. I still have a few minutes. Is there Asia, is there anything? I want, this is from Rosie, and I prayed for you a couple of weeks ago, Rosie. This is for Rosie. In your letter you said, my only request is for you to pray for my family's salvation. So Rosie, I want you to know I'm praying for your family's salvation and for my two sisters that were dealing with those pineal glands being opened when they were younger. Y'all remember last week, the two sisters, the twins? I wish you would contact us, two sisters, twins. I wish you, because I think they're like 50 something. I heard. When you contact us, I want to hear from you. I wish you contact us so that we can hear where you are, so that we can direct our prayers more pinpoint. I wish you would contact one of our ministers here. Contact me. Let us know what you're dealing with, what you're doing, how you're doing. We want to pray with you and for you. We don't want to leave any soldiers behind. We don't want to leave any soldiers left out. I'm going to be praying for you all after I finish with this. Amen. So that'll give us time to pray before Pastor Sandy starts. Amen. My two sisters, I want to pray.
I'm going to kind of group them.
Okay.
We have a couple who are praying for family members, mm-hmm. For salvation or healing.
Mm-hmm.
We have one family where the father is raising the daughters,
mm-hmm.
because the wife abandoned them, refusing to seek deliverance from witchcraft.
Wow.
Another husband had a stroke. Another person who had a surgery on their neck is in a lot of pain.
Okay, hold on. Mm-hmm. First of all, that dad that's raising those daughters because the mom didn't want to give up witchcraft. Okay. I'm sorry for your loss, but if they were doing witchcraft in the atmosphere of those children and you, I'm glad she's gone. For that purpose, I don't mean to be personal, I don't mean to be crude. I'm just saying, I'm looking out for your eternal salvation. I'm looking out for your eternal life. If they're practicing witchcraft, that can destroy your eternal life. That can interfere with your salvation, especially around children who don't know how to fight it off, who don't know how to withstand, who don't know how to fight back and to pray. They don't know, they're just victims. And to the dad, first of all, you're raising children, that's a job. Second, you're raising children alone, that's another job. Second, you a man trying to raise girls, which I know you know nothing about, that's a whole nother job. I have issues and my wife is fully involved and I still have issues. I get it. I get it. And so I'm sorry if her leaving caused a problem, but for your eternal salvation, for your relationship with God, for the peace of your atmosphere, I'm thankful that that spirit is no longer in that atmosphere. Amen. Is that mean? Is that hard? Okay, because you know I wouldn't change it even if it was, because it's true. I'm just saying, I'm not praying for your comfort. I'm praying for your salvation.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not praying for your convenience. I'm praying for your eternal life in Christ. That's my prayer. That's my job. That's what I do. You want to be comfortable? You talk to God about that. But that's not my job. I want you to have eternal life. I want you to have peace in your home. I want your daughters to be raised without being victims of witchcraft and child abduction and all that sacrifice and all that other crazy stuff. And so I'm praying for that family and other families like that, that are dealing with those types of things. I'm praying that the Lord will continually lift you up and deliver you in the name of Jesus. Well, why is he praying for that man with the two kids? Why isn't he praying for the other people first? No matter what you have, we all gonna leave here with something. Because the body's not destined to stay here. Thank God. But eternity is forever.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. That's why I started with the children and the witchcraft thing first. All are important. But salvation and eternity is a bigger deal. Amen. I'm praying for that family and families like that, that the Lord will eject witchcraft, that he will eject everything that is not like him in that atmosphere, especially for the children's sake, and give them peace and sustenance in that home. Now, the person with the neck, they had neck surgery?
There's multiple on that list with different healing.
Well, read to me some more. Read to me. We got time. See, they can't fool me now. I got a clock up there. I know what time it is. They had me before because I didn't know. I know now. See, they had me before. I got them now. Amen.
So we have a husband with a stroke.
The husband with the stroke. He had a stroke?
He had a stroke.
Father God, does it give his name? Doesn't have to.
His name is Alfonso.
Alfonso, malishon. Alfonso, in the name of Jesus, we are praying, covering, recovering over your atmosphere and over your mind and over your body. We're praying for you. We're praying for you. We're praying for you. We're praying your deliverance in the name of Jesus. We're praying your healing in the name of Jesus. We're praying for your full recovery in the name of Jesus. We're praying for you. We're praying for you. Milton, we're praying for you. We're praying for you. Sisters, we're praying for you. We're praying for you. For your healing and your deliverance, that God will fix the environment so that you will have peace in the name of Jesus. Who else?
Then Sherry Lynn had a surgery on her neck.
On her neck. And Lord, we're praying healing. What's her name?
Sherry Lynn.
We're praying for Sherry Lynn, who had surgery on her neck, and she's in a great deal of pain. Lord Jesus, I know you're able to heal and deliver. I know you can fix it right now. You said, ask and it shall be given. We're asking. You said, seek and you shall find. We're seeking your will. You said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. We're knocking on the door. La Israel. Healing and deliverance. Healing and deliverance.
Doris Newton had surgery on Friday to receive a trach and a feeding tube.
A trach. Oh, my goodness. Amen. A trach and a feeding tube. What's her name?
Doris.
Doris, when you hear this prayer, if you can, I need you to stretch your hands out. Namiesum. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you are able to heal even in that circumstance. You're able to heal and deliver. You are able to conquer what has happened to that temple. And you are able to restore its functions in the name of Jesus. And if you choose not to restore the functions, Lord, you can bless her as she deals with what she has to deal with at this time. We pray that you would remove anything in her atmosphere that is not like you and cleanse her of all sin and unrighteousness. What else you got, Pat?
We have multiple family needs, healing in the family.
Healing in the families. All right, so as...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, family salvation.
Salvation.
Spiritual healing.
For the families that are in need, I need those of you that are in the house to stand up. For the families that are in need, for those families, if you're listening as a family, I need you to stand up and stretch your hand out. For those family, all of your needs, the salvation of your family. There's no greater desire for your family than your family's salvation in Jesus Christ. There's no greater gift that anyone can receive than the gift of salvation that our Lord died for, and the blood and water that was pierced out of his side and spilled for our sake. Financial needs. Health needs, living needs, spiritual needs. Those that are in need, Father, we're praying a prayer of covering for every believer. And we're praying, Lord, for every family that dares to trust and believe in you, for every person that calls you Lord, for every family that has says yes, for every person that has given over their will to you, for everyone that says, for God I live and for God I die, for every person that's struggling to understand who you are, and for every spouse that's praying for their spouse, and for every parent that's praying for their children, and for every friend that's praying for another friend, and even those that are praying for their enemies, Lord, we are praying. We are sending up prayers in the name of Jesus. We know that you are the great I am, and there is nothing that you have not already conquered. And for every person that dares to trust and believe in you, give them a testimony that they have never had. Give them a testimony of deliverance, a testimony of healing, a testimony of substance, a testimony that you met them at their point of need. Be to them as much as they will allow you to be to them, so that they too will say, for God I live and for God I die. Keep us safe and in your loving arms, guarded and protected until we meet again. We give God praise and we magnify him for you. Share these prayers with other people. Study your word. Get as deep into God as you can, because I'm telling you, when it starts raining and the boat door closes, ain't nothing you can do. Don't wait until the horn blows to try to get it right. You can't be getting ready when he calls. You have to already be ready. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen. Anyone that wants prayer, come on up. Because Pastor Sandy's not